friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Mark Wahlberg felt God calling him to make upcoming Christian movie Father Stew, written by Mel Johnson, read by Alyssa Forsberg. Father Stew, an upcoming movie with Mark Wahlberg, tells the inspirational true story of Father Stuart Long. And Mark says making this movie was a direct calling from God. Mark Wahlberg doesn't just star in the upcoming faith-based movie Father Stew. The Christian celebrity also worked as the producer and even financed much of the film himself. Why? To show obedience to a calling God placed in his heart. I didn't know we'd be releasing this movie in a pandemic. I just knew that I needed to make this movie, that this was my calling, Mark explained. This was my mission, and now it's needed more than ever. Hopefully, it will help a lot of people. The upcoming movie with Mark Wahlberg tells the true inspirational story of Father Stuart Long. This is a real journey of a real guy that I think can really touch people who may have lost their way, Mark explained. Stuart started out as an amateur boxer. However, a career-ending injury forces him to seek another path. And later, a traumatic motorcycle accident led him to experience God, inspiring him to become a priest. It's a beautiful story of redemption, and one Mark Wahlberg feels compelled to share with the world. People need to have faith and hope, he said. Young men need to know what it's like to be a real man. And you could list a million reasons. Just turn on the news. Anywhere you look, there are reasons for encouraging people to have faith and to have hope. The story of Father Stuart Long hit Mark Wahlberg so deeply because it shares some major similarities to his own faith journey. Before becoming the Hollywood A-lister we know today, Mark Wahlberg started off down a dangerous and destructive path. I've made a lot of mistakes in my life. I've been focused since I was 16, 17 years old to turning my life around, and that is a daily task, he said. As a teen, he skipped school, had run-ins with the police, and even went to jail for robbing a convenience store. But it was that time in jail that prompted Mark Wahlberg to make a change by turning his attention to his faith, and his life has never been the same since accepting Christ into his heart. After experiencing the redemption and transformation that results from God's grace, Mark wanted to share the good news with the world, and God is allowing him to do just that through this upcoming movie with Mark Wahlberg, Father Stew. God has continued to bless me and put me in this situation, not to continue to grow and work on Mark Wahlberg the person, but to do his work and give me the skills and the tools to go out there and articulate the message that he wants me to, he explained. After hearing the story of Father Stuart Long, Mark Wahlberg knew the upcoming movie Father Stew was one God wanted him to make. He was a guy who was really lost, trying to find his way, eventually makes his way to the priesthood and loses mobility over his body, complete control over all of his muscles in time, and that ends up being the vehicle of his redemption in some ways, he says. This theme of God's redeeming grace is one that's present in the story of Father Stew, but also in Mark's own life too. And they're hard-won redemptive stories, he explained. Mark made making the movie his mission, despite the obstacles he faced in doing so. These movies are not easy to get made, he explained. But Mark knew he needed to bring the message of God's redemption to the big screen. He became so determined to do so, the Christian celebrity helped pay for the making of the movie from his own wallet. I've been trying to get this movie made for 6 years, he said. We only had 30 days to shoot it, and so I wanted to really make it happen. We're also crazy enough to have financed a lot of it myself. Though Father Stew is Mark Wahlberg's first Christian film, the actor is confident this is God's will. It's certainly a turning point for me in my life. I need to stop focusing so much on Mark and start doing much more work for God and for people that are less fortunate, he said. Mark knows all too well how much the love and grace of God can change a life. And that's why this upcoming movie with Mark Wahlberg is so important to him. He wants others to find the same redemption he did through Jesus Christ. "It's never too late," he said. "As long as you're breathing, you have an opportunity to redeem yourself." And he went on to say, "God's not going to give up on you. Don't you dare go giving up on yourself." Father Stu hits theaters on Good Friday, April 15th, 2022. Identical twins turn 100 and open up about the secret behind their life of joy and scandal. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. Identical twins turn 100 and share about the lessons they've learned from a century of life. Norma Matthews and Edith Edie Antichechi were born outside of Boston on December 23, 1921. "People love that we're still together," said Norma. "We've done everything together since the day we were born." Margaret Schaefer, one of the neighbors of the twins, shared about the women and how some of their differences stand out. "Edie is more quiet, and Norma is the chatty one," Margaret shared. "If you take them to a restaurant, Norma is gone. She has to get up and talk to everyone, but they both light up the room." Throughout their lives, Edie and Norma experienced a lot of ups and downs. "We didn't have it easy, but we had a lot of fun," recalled Edie. When the twins were 13, their father left their mother for another woman, and their mother had to take up a job in a shoe factory to pay the family's bills. "When he divorced our mother, other kids avoided us like we had a disease," Norma shared. "It was considered a scandal. But the twins found comfort in each other and always had a good time dressing alike, playing together, and helping look after their little brother, John." In 1943, Norma got married to Charles Matthews on Valentine's Day, and Edie tied the knot with Leo Antichechi 3 months later. "For the first time, we'd be living apart," Norma said. "So, we decided it was important that we always lived as close as we could to each other." Edie and Norma lived near each other in the Boston area for 51 years. During that time, Norma raised 3 children and mourned the loss of her 2-year-old daughter. Edie had 2 sons and lost one of them 4 years ago. Through their grief and heartache of losing a child, twins were always there for one another. "Edie was always there for me, and I was always there for her," Norma shared. "Whenever I'd get sick, Edie would somehow know. She'd call me up or come rushing over to make sure I was okay." In 1994, Edie and Norma's husbands died months apart. Leo passed in a car accident, and Charles died of Alzheimer's disease. And then in 1995, twins packed up their lives and headed to Florida, where they moved in together. Throughout their lives, Edie and Norma attribute their life choices and strength to their Christian faith. "There's only up or down, so forgive others and keep clean for your own sake," said Norma. "Edie and I have done our best to take that to heart." What a beautiful life these twins have shared together. May these 100-year-olds enjoy their time with one another for the rest of their days.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Scripture and brain science agree. Meditating on God's Word transforms us and reduces stress in our lives. I'm Jody Nisnik, host of So Much More, Creating Space for God, a scripture meditation podcast. And each week, I give you space to hear God's Word, listen to the Spirit, and pray about what's on your heart. And then we have a thoughtful conversation with guests to help us go deeper. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.